George's hair is too long. The famous five were strolling along Kirin Beach on a sunny August day when Julian suddenly had an idea.
Let's go to Windy Cove. It's so hot on Kirin Beach. Windy Cove will be nice and cool. There's always a breeze blowing there.
Right. What do you say, George?
Well, Dick, I wanted to go and have my hair cut. Honestly, it will be as long as Anne's if I don't have it cut soon.
Well, I wish you would have it cut. You keep on complaining about it, as if it mattered whether it was short or long.
You forget that it matters to George very much. People might mistake her for a girl if it grows half an inch longer. Well, for goodness sake, George, get it cut this afternoon. We pass the hairdressers on the way to Windy Cove. We'll all go into the ice cream shop and have ices and wait for you there.
Poor old Tim. You shall have an ice cream too.
They set off at 2 o'clock. The road to the village was hot and dusty, and Timmy ran with his long pink tongue hanging halfway down his front legs. They came to the village, and George went to the hairdresser's shop, while the others went on with Timmy to the dairy, which sold good, creamy ices. They heard George calling to them and turned.
The shop's shut! It's early closing day! Oh, blow! I forgot! Now I can't have my hair cut!
Well, never mind! Come and have an ice cream!
No! I want to have my hair cut, even if I have to cut it myself! Anybody got a pair of scissors?
Of course not! Who carries scissors about? Don't be an idiot, George! For goodness sake, come on with us and stop worrying about your hair!
I shall go and borrow some scissors in the ironmongers. Oh, they're shut too! But I know old Mr. Pales will let me in at the side door. You go on with Timmy and have ice creams. I don't want one. I'll catch you up when I'm ready.
What a fathead George is. Once she's made up her mind to do something, nothing will stop her. Not even if it doesn't really matter.
While they went to the dairy, George went round to the side door of the ironmonger's shop. Mr. Pales answered her knock.
Oh, well, Miss George, what do you want? My shop's shut, as you very well know. I'm just going to catch the bus over to my son's, as I always do on early closing day.
I won't keep you more than a minute. I want to borrow a pair of nice sharp scissors, Mr. Pales. Only just for a minute or two. The bus doesn't go for 10 minutes. You've got plenty of time.
Oh, well, well, you always were one for getting your own way. Oh, come along, Enoch. I'll show you the drawer where the scissors are kept. But don't you be long now. I must catch that bus.
George went down the passage that led to the shop, and the old fellow took her to a drawer at the back. He was just opening it when a small van drew up outside. Two men got out. George looked up casually, and just...